announce before we begin?
First of all, I'd just like to commend those that were involved in the learning before we start the Chovetz Talmidim. The Reb Shimon Shkop in his Akdoma to Hashar Yoshe writes something fascinating. Chazal say, Aser Kedei Shatis Asher, which means give Miser in order to become rich. If you want to become an Ashir, then Aser Kedei Shatis Asher. Give Miser in order to become rich. And says Reb Shimon, that's not only true when it comes to a person who wants to be monetarily rich, but a person wants to also attain spiritually, wants to learn Torah. So the best way to learn Torah is to give Meiser, give one-tenth of your time to someone else to be mechazik, someone that perhaps can use some chizuk. And that is a school of you yourself to be able to be matzliach. So therefore, I would like to commend the younger bachurim for being mechazik, the older bachurim, and learning with them. It's very nice of them. Giving of your precious time, we see how much how hard you are in learning and how much you value every moment. And seriously, I appreciate the idea of person, you know, spending time with someone else and learning with them. And actually, that's the idea of Talmid Yosef Mikulam says. I heard once from Nata Shiller, he said that that's because you're giving. A person's giving gets extra siyata d'shmaya. Same thing as with money, you give tzedakah, you get extra money. Anyway, that's as far as that's concerned. Another announcement is that I have a very dear Talmud who is, I guess you could call my very first Talmud that I ever had in the Mir Yeshiva. His name is Levi Krinsky. Many of you that have been with us to Morocco or to Venice or to other places, he comes with us on the Europe trip often. He does. Last year he said, I want to make my bar mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, and I want my son's bar mitzvah. I want everyone to come and join us. The bar mitzvah is downstairs. It's going on. I was there for the siyum. Everyone's invited for a dessert afterwards. You could come casual, however you want to come in. If you want to come, you want to have, he ordered enough dessert for everyone. There's delicacies down there. You want to join us, there's music, you could come, you could eat, you could leave, you could do whatever you want. He would love to see you. He cares a lot about the yeshiva, and the yeshiva is very much a part of his life, and therefore everyone's invited to join me downstairs for as long as you'd like to come to take part in the bar mitzvah. This Thursday night, we are going to have a special night. Now, the way it works is as follows. In the yeshiva, when we first opened the yeshiva, I have a lot of gratitude to the people that were there. Levi, the one who's downstairs, Levi, when I opened the yeshiva, I said, Levi, I need you to be a member of the board for the yeshiva. He said, 100%, never happened, Baruch Hashem. I don't have to answer to any balabatim, it's great. But he was committed to doing that, and he actually made the very first fundraiser, Levi Krinsky did. He got up, there was a bunch of alumni there, he says, as much money as you all raise, I'll match it. I'll match everything. He wasn't wealthy at the time, the Baruch Hashem. You know, you give tzedakah, works out. So Baruch Hashem, things are working out for him. But at the time, he said it was crazy. He was like very spontaneous. He got up and said, whatever you guys commit, I'll match everything. And Baruch Hashem, that was the yeshiva's very first real fundraiser. I have a lot of akrostov to all the people that were involved in the building of the yeshiva. There were two bachrim that were very instrumental. One of them's name is Gabriel Septon. The other one's name is Yitzi Dreyfus. Gabriel Septon was the yeshiva's first real, like, strong pillar in the Beis Medrash. He used to learn day and night. He lives in Cleveland, and he's, Baruch Hashem, still a beautiful, wonderful Ben Torah. So we have every year Gabriel Septon Appreciation Day as we recognize people who are pillars of the Beis Medrash. There's another day which is called Yitzi Dreyfus Appreciation Day. Yitzi Dreyfus was the yeshiva's first gabbai. He was the first person to help, you know, to do all the things that have to be done to make the yeshiva should run smoothly. Those are the two different people. There's a story, I don't know if you have the story about Albert Reichman or Moshe Sternbach, the two of them were in yeshiva together. They got brachas, one to become very wealthy, the other to become big Talmid Chacham, and so it was. But Kitzer, Yitzi Dreyfus, who's also a wonderful Ben Torah, was the first gabbai in yeshiva to make sure everything's run smoothly. So we have what's called Yitzi Dreyfus Appreciation Day. This month, Thursday night, is Yitzi Dreyfus Appreciation Day. And we are going to recognize, for his tremendous commitment to the yeshiva, Chaim David Krakauer, who has done so much for us. We are renting a pool in a place called Givat Zev. You're all welcome to throw Chaim David into the pool. He doesn't know how to swim. That is this Thursday night. Okay, tonight we were supposed to talk about a Europe trip, but because there's other things that we have tonight, simchas and other things, we're going to position, hopefully push it off till tomorrow night. I want to tell you a little bit about, so when speaking about Europe, let me speak to you a little bit about the Piasetzner Rebbe. This sefer is Chovetz Talmidim. And it's a very, very special sefer. To me, it's mamish. It's like a part of my neshama. But in general, this is known to be a classic work by Hasidim. This is known. Rabbi Avram Shor, I heard him say it myself. He said that it should be an obligation on every father and every malamed to learn this sefer, Chovas Talmidim. What a beautiful sefer. It's mamish stunning. And it's a sefer that I've been learning for around 13 years now. I learn it once a week. The sefer still talks to me. It just doesn't go dry. And the Rebbe said about himself, he himself said, and I'm going to tell you about the Rebbe a little bit. He was an amazing person. He was a really amazing. He was known as the Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto, and he was an einikol of Rabbi Elimelech Milizhensk. His father's name was Elimelech, and he writes about anyone that reads my sefer. He writes that the schus of my great ancestry. His father was a Rebbe. His grandfather was a Rebbe. From his mother's side, he was Rebbe. He was Rebbish all the way through. It will be a schus that they will intercede on your behalf if you learn this sefer. And he was very, very taken. He wrote a lot of svarim, but this sefer was by him like the sefer. He wrote Derech HaMelech. He wrote Achshoras Avreichim. He wrote his famous sefer. Ironically, is not Chovas Talmidim. It's called Eish Kodesh. The reason it's famous is because the circumstances under which we have it. He wrote the sefer manuscript. He put it into a milk, not a cart really, a milk bottle, a milk jug. I have a picture of the bottle in my house, and he buried it. This was during the war, in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he wrote a letter. If anyone, we have a copy of the letter also. If anyone finds this, please send it to my family that lives in Eretz Yisrael, and that Hashem should have mercy on all of us. They found it. So the Eish Kodesh is famous because it was just such a fantastic discovery. But his sefer that is most learnt is the sefer in front of us, Chovas Talmidim. And he was very proud of the sefer. He even said the following thing. He said, if I wouldn't have known better, I would have said I could never have written this sefer. The sefer is beyond me. It's like I had a special... I've learnt pretty much all of his svarim. There's nothing like... It's not even like the same pen. It's like, you know, a person has a certain style. It's a whole different style. It's like coming from a whole different place. It's a very special sefer. We've been waiting to start the first perek for the bachrim that are coming new, because we like last few weeks we weren't learning. We did the hakdama last time we learned together. We started the hakdama right after his yahrzeit, I believe it was. The Pius Etzner Rebbe was born, and his father felt that there was a special neshama coming into the world. His father was a Rebbe, but the Pius Etzner fell sick. His name was Kolonimus Kalman Shapira, and he fell sick when he was 2 years old. His father took off his streimel and said, I'm Ois Rebbe. This kid doesn't get better. I'm not Rebbe. I'm not speaking to any Hasidim. I'm not fearing Tish, nothing. This child is more important than everything that I can do. That's what he said. He had a person, one of the Hasidim was in charge of staying awake all night if the Rebbe's kapel, his yarmulke, ever fell off, to put the yarmulke back on. Even when he was sleeping, the child had to have a yarmulke. And the child was very sick, and the doctor said he's not going to make it. And his mother was very distressed. The Rebbe told them they should put, they should take part of his lulav and put it around his fingers as a shmira. And the child survived. He was still not healthy, but the doctors thought he was going to die. And then the Triska Rebbe is the Rebbe of Abshayla Mikerestir, sent him a bowl of soup. And he drank that bowl of soup. If anyone who knows about Abshayla Mikerestir, Reb Shaila got his sugar cubes from the Triska Rebbe. Anyway, whatever, this is Matzah Shabbos raid, but he sent a bowl of soup and he got better. The Pius Etzner every Shabbos used that same bowl that he used the bowl to drink out of. He was engaged at the age of 13 years old, got married at 16, became Rebbe at 20. He was a yassam at the age of 3. His father died when he was sick at 2. His father died when he was 3 years old. He himself was killed at 55 years old. He was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichrom. He lived in the Warsaw Ghetto, and he was considered the Rebbe of the Ghetto. As the Ghetto was being liquidated, he lost his son, he lost his son-in-law, he lost everyone. Imamish, everyone was dying around him, and he was pure chizik. He wrote Eish Kodesh during the war. And if you read it, you can feel the emotion in the sefer. He was considered to be a big hero because of the chizuk that he gave everyone there. Anyway, there's a very beautiful, heartwarming story that Shlomo Kalbach tells about the Pius Etzner Rebbe. I don't know if it's true or not true, but it's a good story anyway. But we're going to learn the svarim, because really that's the biggest thing that you could do for a tzaddik, is to learn his svarim. And this is we're learning together with him. We're going to see that in a minute. We're starting from the very beginning, Perek Rishon. If anyone wants to have their own sefer that they can write in, I strongly advise you. The words are so beautiful. to say it outside just doesn't do it justice. I'm going to try just not to mess it up. But we're going to read the words together. I'll try to translate. If you want to have your own sefer, you can. There's someone from Chicago. His name is Julian Saragon Unger, who donated. I went to his house. I saw a picture of the Piasetzna. His daughter, Duo Drung. So you like the Piasetzna? He said, yeah. I told him I wanted. So he sponsored all of these svarim. If anyone wants a sefer, you can have it. And Bez Hashem, hopefully, we need more. We'll get more. We're starting Perek Rishon. Kriya El Talmud. We'll just do a little bit. Listen to the beautiful language, the way it starts. I have a friend. His name is Elchanan Baruch Galbert. He knows this first paragraph by heart because it's dripping with Avas Yisrael. Ashrecha Nar Yisrael. Ashrecha, you're lucky. You're praiseworthy. Ve'ashrei chelkecha, and your lot, and your mazel that es haTorah or Hashem lilmoid zachisa. The Torah, the light of Hashem, you are zoiche, you merited to learn. V'liyos ben sha'ashuoi, to be the delight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's delightful child. Ben Rechumo, this child that he has so much care for. Alisa, you have elevated, you've gone up to become. Malchei Elyoin, angels on high. Yikanucha, they're jealous of you. Af Yikirucha, they even hold of you as being precious. V'sar fe'el alecha yismahu, and there's fiery the fiery strength of those powers in Shamayim. Alecha yismahu, they're like in wonder of you. In other words, there's many different types of malachim, srafim, eifanim, all them. This entire celestial kingdom, they're all amazed by you. V'oischa yechabdu, and they respect you. You, Hashemayim, Utzva'am Ha'aretz, the Shemayim, and all of the legions, Ha'aretz Umloyay, and the land and everything that fills it, Alecha Yismechu, they're all happy with you. V'fanecha Yikanu, and they will bow in front of you. The entire world, the entire Bria, you know, we're supposed to say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'adam, Ha'olam, Chayiv Adam Leimer Bishvili. Nivra ha'olam. A person's supposed to, the whole world. Now, what does the world mean? It doesn't just mean the ground. It means even everything in Shemayim. Everything was created, and it bows to you because it's there for us. That's how important a person should feel. V'zeh elzeh shoyalim. The malachim ask each other, Mihu hanar? Who is this young man? Asher amude ish kodesh. There's pillars of holy fire. Mipiv misbarim. They're burning out of his mouth. He's referring to when we learn Torah. A person learns Torah, and there's pillars of fire that are spinning out of his mouth while he's learning. The Adoin Olamim, and the master of all of the world, Ram al Kol Ramim, he's higher than everything that's exalted. Mipi Hamoin Tzvav, Uravavais Kedoshav, Mifnei, in front of all of his angels, Boi Mispar V'itoi Sameach. Hashem. It's like his glory is you, and he's happy with you. That's you. You should understand that. How praiseworthy and how good is your lot. Hashem sameach becha. Hashem's happy with you. V'gam ato nar Yisrael togil v'tismach. You should also be happy, delighted. B'goydel ashrecha v'rabas hatzlochos chazu. In how lucky you are, and how successful you are in this world, how much you've accomplished. Ki mihu aish asher zocha liyos meiroye pnei hamelech. Who are the people that are able to see the king, that are able to see the countenance of the king? Velo yoga velo yismach. Imagine someone who has a private audience with the king, and he doesn't appreciate it. He's not happy. Mihu azoicha. It's the one who merits Shahamelech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yilchash Loi, whispers to him Es Matzpunav, his secrets. The Yilmed Loi As Toirasai, Hashem is whispering to us secrets. No one else knows that. We know the special secrets of Hashem, and he's telling it to us. V'lo Yechoshev Loi Kalos Roish V'avoin Im Lo Yismach. Wouldn't it be considered to be like such a lightheadedness? Wouldn't it be considered to be a grievous sin if you wouldn't be happy? And this is pshat, my friends, in what it says in the pasuk. that we get, there's a teichacha. There's a teichacha that's coming our way in the Torah, which speaks about Klal Yisrael getting punished. For what? And it's really shocking, all of the repercussions. For what? Tachas asher loy avadeta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. You should appreciate the present. Appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate how lucky you are. And if you don't, so there's something very, very wrong here. It's an avayin. A person has to be happy with his avodas Hashem. And I want to ask you a question. And this is a tricky one. But what's worse? A person that doesn't have the simcha in his avodas Hashem. He does it begrudgingly. He does it and he feels resentful. Or a person that maybe is doing it with much more simcha, but is not as careful with everything that he does. Not simple. Not simple. The Torah punishes us for not being happy. We have to embrace our Avodas Hashem. The Arizal said, you know, the Arizal was a person who we know, like, there was like a whole Torah that was revealed to him that we didn't have. How did he get it? Where did it come from? The Arizal's Giluyim, the revelations. He said it all came from Simcha Shel Mitzvah. He was enjoying his mitzvahs. He found the Geshmak in mitzvahs. It's a very, very important part of our Yiddishkeit. We have to learn how to enjoy. To be happy. To be happy. Be happy doesn't mean easy. We have to learn to be happy with the difficulties. Be happy with Avodas Hashem. And just like Hashem is happy with us, we also have to be happy. Aval yodanu gam yodanu. And we know. Oh, do we know? Shelu yodata. If you would know. If you would really know. Binafshecha, inside of your soul. She'es ha-toira. Belev v'moyach tohirim ha-toloimed. If you knew that the Torah that you were learning with your heart and with your mind, with your pure heart, v'eskirvas Hashem ha-yoyshev v'shoyne k'negdecha, and the closeness you have to Hashem when you learn. Because when we learn Torah, Hashem is shoyne k'negdecha. He's learning it right in front of you. If we would understand that, and Reb Chaim Volozhin brings this out in a Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara says, there was a machloikas, is in the story of Pelegesh Begiva. I don't want to get into all the details of what exactly happened. There was an argument, and one of the Amoraim met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he said, what's Hashem doing? He's saying, oh, he's talking about the same sugya of Pelegesh Begiva. What a coincidence. While we're talking about it down here, Hashem's talking about it in Shemayim. Says, Chaim Volozhin, not a coincidence. When you learn Torah, Hashem is learning with you. And Hashem is teaching you that Torah. That's why the bracha we make every single morning is Hamelamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. Hashem is teaching us the Torah. Hashem teaches us Torah. When we learn Torah, Hashem teaches it to us. So you're sitting there with a chavrusa. Echor is Yoshev Elohimed Torah, Shechina Imo. You have the Shechina with you when you learn Torah. Kol Mokom Asher Azker Hashemi, the pasuk says, Ovei Alecha V'Rachtich. Anytime you mention Hashem, you learn Torah, Hashem says, I'm there with you. Can you imagine? We learn Torah with Hashem? There's a tefillah to say every morning before you start learning, before you go into the Beis Medrash. We have one, we put up the Pitavak Torah, it'll go back up, but there's also in most of the Gemaras. The end of the tefillah is, Ki Hashem Yitein Chochma Mipiv Dasus Vuna. From Hashem's mouth is Das and Tzvuna. We're mamash learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you would understand that when you sit down, Bekirbacha Tamargish, if you'd feel inside of you, Kol Bakashascha Al Chayecha, any request that you make on your life, Chaye Hoyrecha, or on the lives of your parents, Uparnasosam, and on their Parnasa, V'chol Ashashola Nafshacha, and any request you might make, Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, Asher Lefanecha, Ki Ben Lefnei Av Atam Eschanan, you're talking like you're right in front of a child in front of a father. V'hu Yisparach, Ki Av Es Benoi Ahuvoi, L'cho Oino Meratzen, and Hashem is like a father. You're like a son, he's like a father, and he's listening to you. If you would understand that, if you would really penetrate inside of you, that when you're learning with Hashem, When you're davening, you're talking to your father. Ki oz kulcha nisragashta alazta ubechol nafshecha samachta. Kulcha, you'd be consumed, nirgashta, with emotion. Alazta, you'd be happy. Ubechol nafshecha samachta, you'd be elated. Understand what we're doing. Avol, however, kivon she'es kol eile bekirbacha eina tamargish. Person's davening, he feels like he's talking to a wall or to nobody. Rakinar ben anarmes atzmacha tamarki. You feel like I'm no one important. There's nothing special about me. I'm a regular Joe. Lachain lo tefarkes nafshecha v'lo teida lismoyach besimchascha. That's why your neshama is still, it's not moving. And that's why you don't know this unbelievable simcha for the opportunities, for who we are to appreciate what's going on in our lives. And not only that, shebishvil ze, yesh lefamim, gam harotzoin, lilmod es toras Hashem chaselecha. Sometimes you're not even in the mood. Could you imagine not being in the mood to learn Torah? Based on this description, I can't imagine it. But some of us know that. Well, why not? Because we don't appreciate what Torah is. We don't know what's going on. If you would see what was going on, you'd be a whole different person. I'll tell you a quick story. Some of you have heard this story. It's a story about someone that, I'm going to make it very short. Reb Shaila from Karastir was someone that, this is about Rebusha Freund. Reb Shaila is someone that we speak about a lot. And Rebusha Freund is someone a lot of people don't even know about. Even people that know a lot about Yiddishkeit never heard of Rebusha. Rebusha was a very special person, lived here in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a story about Rebusha once tapped someone on the shoulder and said, "I'm giving you a darga." And that person all of a sudden was able to see things, crazy things. He's able to see every single person, every mitzvah, and every avera he ever did. So he's walking in the street, and he was seeing, like, he started freaking out. Like, everyone, he was able to see through walls. He was able to see leaves. Malachim dancing on leaves. The guy started going berserk. So he came home, he's like, I'm going crazy. His wife went running to Reb Usha and said, my husband can't deal with it. So he said, bring him here. He tapped him on the shoulder, and it went away. We heard this story from Reb Usha's son-in-law. Son-in-law. This happened not long ago. Son-in-law is still alive. Yari Weinstock. But if you were able to see the malachim when you were learning Torah, the fire, the spiritual fire that's coming out of your mouth, you wouldn't be able to stop learning because you'd appreciate what you're doing. But we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate what we can accomplish, who we are. And I think that very much this is perhaps part of the melchama of Amalek that we have in our generation. The end of this week's parasha, the pasuk tells us, Timche es zecher Amalek. What is Amalek? It doesn't mean anymore the people that, we don't know. We don't know individuals. You can't really eradicate a person to know that he's Amalek. The last that we knew of Amalek, last mention of Amalek, was that there was a Messiah, that Germany was, that the Germans were Amalek. But today you can't go just shoot a German and say that you're Mekayim Mitzvah. Don't worry. You're okay. We love you.
I wish to do it.
You wish to do the other Germans. Don't do it. I'm on record. Don't do it. A kitzer. So, Timcha Zecha. So, I want you to know something. The Amalek, there are certain qualities of Amalek. And Amalek was trying to do something to Klal Yisrael. Amalek is Gematria Safek. Amalek, it says in the Pasuk, it says, Asher Korcha Baderech. He cooled you off on the way, which means as follows. Every one of us has a journey. Our lives is a journey. And we're trying to get somewhere. And Amalek tries to be matil sveikas. A suffix is, nah, you're not that important. Nah, you can't really, your davening doesn't really mean much. You're never going to be able to finish the mesechta. You're never going to be able to, like, hold out an entire zman without doing those averis. Nah, don't. Amalek is that suffix that's telling you, are you really that important? Does it really mean anything? Is it really? That's Amalek. It's that voice that's trying to tell you, like, to doubt yourself. It's that doubt. And what he's telling you is that you have to learn to appreciate. If you knew who you were, if you knew what you were accomplishing, you would never stop. Because you'd feel so good about what you're doing. But the problem is sometimes we have no cheshek to learn because we don't appreciate it. And we don't listen to the koil of Hashem. So I want to tell you what we want to do. But this will close. Al zois banu alecha. What is our goal? What is our mission? This is our mission statement. The PSS Nerebbe tells us what we're setting out to do. Ben Yakir, precious child. Zois roitzim anu lasois mimcha. You want to know what we want to make out of you? Chein hashchina al panecha yoyir. The chein, which is like I'm going to use the word beauty, but there's a better word, of the Shekhinah will shine on your face. Lib moichecha, your mind, libcha, your heart, v'chol aveirecha, and all of your limbs, everything, la toira, v'avodas Hashem yipaschu, they'll all be opened up to toira. Libcha v'nafshecha, v'kirvas elokim, your heart, your soul, closeness to Hashem, asher al yodcha yargishu, you will feel Hashem's closeness, v'eskol bakoshosecha, and every desire, want, lefanav yisparach, kelefnei av oyev tishpach, you spill out your heart to Hashem. V'hu ke'av, leben ov, and Hashem like a father, in front of his child that he loves so much. La'anoyscha, he'll answer you. And towards your ratzoinus, he's going to be sensitive. That's what we want to do. We want to establish, bring out the amazing you. We want to unlock greatness. Continue next time.